So coming into a comfortable sitting posture, either on a chair or cushion. I'm taking a few moments to settle the body, bringing attention to the body sitting. To the sensations inside and outside the body. To the weight of the body. The chest and the spine lifting. The crown of the head rising. The eyes closing if that's available, or taking a half open and receptive gaze a few feet in front of you on the floor, allowing the hands to be relaxed in the lap or on the thighs. And becoming aware of the general state of the body and bodily sensations. And then now allowing the attention to come to the sensations of breathing, where they're most available to you. Attending to the physical movement of the breath at your chosen place. The changing nature of these sensations as the air moves in and out of the body. Focusing here as best you can. Becoming aware of when the attention has moved into thoughts or other sensations inside and outside the body, and gently returning the focus back to your chosen place. And attending to the sensations of breathing. And then on an out-breath, letting go of this primary attention to the sensations of the breath, allowing them to recede into the background. And on an in-breath, bringing attention to the entire body, to any and all sensations from head to toe and front to back. Not seeking or scanning, but rather resting in this open awareness, this open monitoring of body. of sensations as they make themselves known, persist and pass. And when a sensation calls for attention, investigating it and all of its qualities, exploring it, examining it. Really getting to know it. And then waiting for another to emerge and investigating that. Not leaning in or away from sensations or scanning the body, but rather resting in this kind of open monitoring of experience, receiving whatever shows. And should you find that you become overwhelmed or lost in thinking, remembering that it is always available to return to the sensations of breathing for a moment or so, and then bringing the attention back to this open monitoring of experience. Open and receptive to sensations, whether they are wanted, unwanted, or neutral. And knowing there may be no sensations. And if that's the case, noting that. And then on an out-breath, letting go of this attention to the body, allowing awareness of sensation to be present but in the background. And on an in-breath, shifting the attention up to the ears, opening to hearing, to sound, as it comes and goes. As best you can, not naming or narrating sound, but rather bringing a kind of bare attention to the qualities of sound. Timbre, pitch, volume, tone. When there are no sounds, attending to the absence of sound. Getting really curious about sounds. Sounds inside the body. Outside the body. And outside the room. Sounds in front of you. Behind you, above or below, noticing sounds that are discrete and those that are continuous. The layering of sound. And when thinking arises, or other sensations, we note them, and then shifting the attention without a story back to hearing, to being with sound as it is. perhaps noticing the feeling tone of sound, whether it is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Getting really curious about the qualities of sound and their arrival at the ears. And then on an out breath, moving the attention from hearing. And on an in breath, establishing attention to thinking, to thoughts as sensations akin to sound, sensations of the mind that arise and pass. Some thoughts may appear as text on a screen or as images, coming and going. When you wake up to the fact that you may have been carried off by a train of thought, knowing that this waking up is part of the practice and returning to being with thoughts as sensations, as events that come and go. Some thoughts are emotionally charged. An emotion may be sensed in the body. And again, if this is the case, we note that, and then coming back to being with thoughts and emotions as events. Sometimes it can be helpful to imagine mind as sky and thoughts and emotions as clouds. Some are dark, Some are heavy. Some are light and some are slow. Some are quick. And some hang around. The dark thought. The sneaky thought. The fleeting thought. And if the metaphor of clouds in the sky is useful, adopting it. And if not, drop it. Just attending to thoughts as events or sensations. You as audience. To these mental and emotional qualities. And remembering that if you become overwhelmed by thinking, it is always possible to bring attention to the physical sensations of the breath for a moment or so, and then returning to being with thoughts as events, as sensations that arise and persist and pass. Now, in a few moments, I'm going to ask you to bring up a difficulty, some troubling thought, some situation or worry or concern. And remembering as best you can to bring up something manageable. And if something that is unmanageable should arise, you have the option to either explore it or to return the attention to the sensations of breathing or open the eyes or choose something else. So bringing to mind some worry or concern and checking in with what arises in thoughts, emotions, and body sensations. And if there are particular emotions, naming them. Perhaps saying, sadness is here, irritability or anger, whatever it is. Naming it. And then bringing attention to any attendant or associated body sensations. And really investigating these, exploring them, getting interested in them, even if they are unwanted. Getting curious about them. And if they are particularly intense, perhaps saying to yourself, this is a moment of difficulty or distress. I can be with this. It's already here. Let me feel this. Staying with these sensations as best you can. And if they are particularly dominant, perhaps breathing with them, breathing with these sensations, or expanding into them on an in-breath, softening on an out-breath. Staying with them for as long as they capture attention. Letting go of this attention to these sensations now. And shifting the attention back to the sensations of breathing. Bringing attention to the sensations of breathing at the abdomen. The rising and falling of the belly, the expansion and deflation of the abdominal wall, attending here as best you can, breathing in and out. Being with the body breathing. And when the attention moves away from the body breathing, waking up to this movement and returning, gently escorting the attention back to the breath at the belly. And bringing the attention now to the entirety of experience, bringing a kind of spaciousness, attending to body and breath, thoughts and emotions, and sound, receptive, open, resting here in the changing nature of experience. And then attending now to the body sitting, returning to the points of contact in the body, to where the base of the body is resting on the surface you are sitting on, to where the hands are in contact with the body. And if the eyes have been closed, the instruction now is to open the eyes and include the sense of sight. And at the sound of the bell, bringing attention to hearing, as we make the transition from this formal practice to our next moments.